CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. This is the MP3 version. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 8th of December 2013. Here are the main news headlines. Register for SOS Radio Week. Canadian Club experiments on 600 metres. FCC authorise ARRL centenary call sign. SOS Radio Week will take place between the 25th of January and the 2nd of February. The event is now in its sixth official year, and in that time amateur radio enthusiasts have raised some £15,000 for the Royal National Lifeboat Institution. If you are lucky enough to live near the coast, why not forge a relationship with your local RNLI station? Most are happy to open their station to you and enable you to operate there. Stations wishing to take part in the event should visit www.sosradioweek.org.uk and register using the online registration form. Industry Canada has issued a 600-metre experimental radio licence to the Marconi Radio Club of Newfoundland. VX9MRC will be on the air on the 14th and 15th of December on 472 to 479 kHz to call attention to the potential new amateur radio band there and to the role amateur radio plays in emergency communication. The FCC has authorised the Maxim Memorial Station W1AW to also use the call sign W100AW during 2014, the ARRL centennial year. Contacts made from the Maxim Memorial Station in Newington, from regional centennial conventions and during the IAR UHF Championship will use W100AW with portable designators as appropriate. Bulletins and Morse practice transmissions during 2014 will still use W1AW. Contacts with W100AW will be worth 100 points in the ARRL Centennial QSO Party. To help kick off the ARRL Centennial W100AW activity, we'll begin at 0500 UTC on the 1st of January 2014 and will include participation in ARRL's Straight Key Night. One CW station will use Hiram Percy Maxim Straight Key. Activity will continue throughout the new year, throughout New Year's Day. The final RSGB centenary event at Imperial College London took place on the 5th of December. Both lectures were well received and the proceedings were streamed live over the web by BATC. If you missed it live, you can watch recordings of the lectures on the BATC website, www.batc.tv. Our thanks to BATC for making this possible. Patrick Kirkden, M0ZPK, from Thanet Radio and Electronics Club, helped the developers of the RENSS TV satellite when it was thought to have stopped working. He was able to find the satellite and record some of its telemetry, giving the REN team updated location information, which they've now released to other amateurs to use. These include new commands, decode software, and video describing how to do it. CHTTP amsat-uk.org for more details. The special event callsign celebrating the RSGB centenary will be operated today by Mid-Ulster Amateur Radio Club, operating 10, 15, 20 and 40 metres, as well as 2 metres. They will be using SSB, FM and PSK. On Monday, the City of Belfast Radio Amateurs Club will run 6 to 80 metres, as well as 2 metres, using CWSSB and FM. Tuesday and Wednesday, the call sign moves to West Tyrone ARC, with Foyland District ARC taking over Thursday and Friday, running 10 to 80 metres using SSB. On Saturday and Sunday, it's with the Green Island Electronics ARC at Carrickfergus, with stations on 10 to 80 metres using CW and SSB. Details of how to get your QSL card on the RSGB website under Operating, drop-down menu, clicking on Centenary Station. The International Museums Weekend admin team has announced that the 2014 event will take place on the two weekends of the 14th, 15th and 21st, 22nd of June 2014. You, your club, along with your local museum, are invited to join in on either or both weekends. More details, www.ukradioamateur.co.uk/IMW. Up and coming rallies. No details of rallies taking place during December. The next event in the diary is Bath Bilderthon on the 4th of January. Booking is essential, and the project is the 20-metre PSK Centenary receiver. Immediate practical assessments will also be available on the day. More will be forthcoming in the January Radcom, or you can contact Steve Hartley, G0FUW, g0fuw@tiscali.co.uk. If you have any rally or event you'd like to appear in the news or in Radcom, please email gb2rs@rsgb.org.uk. Now for news of special events, GB4FCW will be on the air on the 20, 30, 40 and 80 metre bands, using CW only until the 13th of December. That commemorates St Francis Chichester's circumnavigation of the globe in 1967. Special call sign 3A6TARM will be in use throughout December, celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Monaco Society. That appears to be the last entry. Yes, of the Monaco Society. DX News Now, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources. The Buddies in the Caribbean group plan another trip to St Lucia, NA 108, until the 9th of December. As usual, they'll be using buddy pole antennas, 10 to 80 metre bands. Calls will be J6 stroke home call. Haru, JA1XGI, will be active as V63XG from Chuuk Island in Micronesia, OC011, until the 12th of December. He'll operate all bands 10 to 160 metres using CWSSB and RITI. In particular, he's going to be looking for contacts with Europe on 160 and 80 metre bands, QSL to home call. Alan VK4WR and Graham VK4FI will operate from New Island, OC040, with a call sign E6RQ until the 17th of December, QSL manager VK4FI. Freddie FK8RO will be active as stroke P from Uvia Island, OC033, until the 13th of December. He plans to be QRV on 10 to 40 metres using CW with wire antennas, QSL via F5IRO, Director Bureau. Once again, Eric LA2US will be active as JW2US from Bear Island, EU027. For 6 months, starting in December until May 2014, he'll be operating mostly CW in his spare time. QSL LA2US, Director Bureau, plus Logbook of the World and EQSL. Contest news, the ARRL 160-metre contest runs for 42 hours, finishing at 1600 UTC today, the 8th of December. This is CW only, in which you work the USA, US territories and Canada only. The wording of the rules suggests that good frequencies to work are 1830 to 1835 kHz, but you are not limited to this 5 kHz window. The exchange of signal report and W's and VE's also send ARRL stroke RAC section. Sunday the 8th sees the 144 megs AFS take place from 1000 to 1600 UTC, using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The 432 megs UK activity contest takes place 10th of December, 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The ARRL 10 metre contest runs 48 hours on the 14th and 15th of December. In this event, everyone can work everyone. The exchange of signal report, serial numbers with W's, VE's and XE's, sending the state province code 2. Solar factual data now for the period from Friday the 29th of November to Thursday the 5th of December. Compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS, the largest sunspot group visible during the period remained very quiet and produced no significant solar flare activity. However, some smaller groups produced a couple of C-class solar flares every day when solar activity was at low levels. Solar flux levels increased from 129 units on the 29th to 150 by the 5th. The average was 136 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 5th was 130 units, which is 2 units up on last week. X-ray flux levels increased from BU 3.5 units on the 29th to C1 units by the 5th. with the average B5.3 units. The geomagnetic field was quiet every day. The most disturbed day was the first, with an AP index of 8 units. The average was AP5. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds increase from 260 kilometres per second on the 29th to 460 by the 2nd. Particle densities decreased from 34 particles per cubic centimetre on the 29th to below 10 particles per cubic centimetre for the remainder of the period. BZ varied between minus and plus 9 nanoteslas on the 1st, which was the most disturbed day to between minus and plus 5 nanoteslas on the quietest day. Most of the period, a high-pressure system brought extended tropo at VHF and UHF with a particular focus on Germany. Finally, the solar forecast this week. The active side of the sun is looking our way. Solar activity is expected to be moderate on some days. Solar flux levels should be around the 150s for most of the week. Geomagnetic activity could be unsettled today and tomorrow due to a small recurring coronal hole. Also, activity would increase if a coronal mass ejection heads our way. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitude should be about or slightly higher than 30 megs. Darkness hour lows should be about 8 megahertz. Paths this week to South Africa should have a maximum usable frequency with a 50% success rate of about 36 megs. But the best working frequency, meaning 90% success, is more likely to be about 29 megs. The best time to try this path will be between 1100 and 1600 hours UTC. And that's it for another week from the propagation team. On we go now to the news for the UK Midlands. We start with clubs that have several events this week. Withal Radio Club is taking part in the RSGB Affiliated Societies contest from 10 a.m. and holding its holding club net on 145.225 megs from 8 p.m. today and next Sunday. On Tuesday, there's a Morse class from 7:45 p.m. and a committee meeting from 8:30. The Shack Social is on Friday at 8, and Saturday sees the Christmas Social at Britannia Room, Withal House at 7 p.m. Details from Chris, G0EYO 07710 412819. Coventry Amateur Radio Society has a club net on Monday, 145.375 megs. Friday sees an introduction to the 2014 project. Contact John, G8SEQ, 07958777363. South Birmingham Radio Society has training classes with Dave Murphy on Monday and Thursday. The regular coffee morning is 11 a.m. on Tuesday, and the club Christmas party is Friday. Contact Mick Cleary, G7RRP 07595 696359. Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society is on the air at Warmley Rugby Club on Monday from 7:30. Tuesday there's an open net on 70.475 MHz from 7:30 p.m. More information from Robert Bird by email spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Rugby ATS, I wish you wouldn't make that noise, is taking part in the UKAC on Tuesday, plus radio operation and projects. On Saturday, there's a committee meeting. Contact Dave, G8LYB, on 01788 578940. South Kesteven Amateur Radio Society has its final meeting of 2013 on Wednesday, and its Christmas buffet on Saturday. Contact Nigel, M0CVO 01476 402550. Back to traditional listing in date order on Monday. Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society is on the air and working in the shack. Contact Anne, 21GKY 01242 699595 in the daytime. On Monday, Welland Valley Amateur Radio Society is having a Christmas dinner. More from Peter D. Rivers, G4XEX 01858 432105. Tuesday, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is having a committee meeting. Contact Richard Buckby, radio@dadars.org.uk. Also Tuesday, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is on the air and having a natter night. Details from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, m0zcr@live.co.uk. Tuesday, still, Loughborough and District Amateur Radio Club is having a talk on the Arduino board by Andrew, G7SEG. More from Chris, G1ETZ, 01509 504319. Wednesday, Midland Amateur Radio Society is holding its Christmas party from 7:30. Details from Norman G8BH 07808078003. Wednesday, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society has its Christmas dinner. Contact Mike G3JKX01952-299677. Thursday, Cheltenham Amateur Radio Association is holding its AGM. Contact Derek Tom G3NKS 01242241099. Thursday, RAF Waddington Amateur Radio Club is having its Christmas dinner. Contact Bob G3VCA 07911666250. Friday, Bromsgrove and District Radio Club is having its Christmas dinner. Contact Chris M0BQE 01905776869. And on Friday, Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club is holding a bring-and-buy sale. More from Dave Wilde, G1YAI, email treasurer at hrrarc.com. And that's it for another week.